Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here in mid-January. Cattlemen and cattlewomen, mark the date Monday, February 12th for the Slutton Angus 36th Annual Bull and Female Sale at Faith Livestock Auction, Faith, South Dakota. Selling 115 bulls and 30 heifers bred for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring the Bull Man in Black. Again, that's a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. February 12th at Faith Livestock.
Okay, Mike, let's talk about the R word.
The R word?
What's that? The R word, ranching. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News, with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It is what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
The annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is coming up in Rapid City, of course. You know they have the largest trade show in the region, over 300 vendors. And don't forget, they've got horse shows and sales, four nights of extreme bull riding starting on January 26th. And don't miss the Boots and Beer Festival, February 3rd. If you want to know what the Boots and Beer Festival is all about, find out more online at blackhillsstockshow.com, and that's where you can find a complete listing of all of the events.
There you go. A good time will be had by all, and that's coming up in 10 days, folks, so make sure you make your plan.
This is a memo that went out within a business here not that long ago, and it was in week one. Effective this week, the company is adopting Fridays as casual day. Employees are free to dress in the casual attire of their choice. And then on week three, so just a few weeks later, memo number two goes out. Spandex and leather micro mini skirts are not appropriate attire for casual day. Neither are string ties, rodeo belt buckles, or moccasins. See where we're going with this?
I think I do.
All right. 3 weeks later, week six, memo number three. Casual day refers to dress only, not attitude. When planning Friday's wardrobe, remember, image is the key to our success. All right, let's go a couple more weeks. Out on week eight, memo number four. A seminar on how to dress for casual day will be held at 4 p.m. Friday in the cafeteria. A fashion show will follow. Attendance is mandatory.
This is a slippery slope.
And just a week later, week nine, it's memo number five. As an outgrowth of Friday's seminar, a 14-member casual day task force has been appointed to prepare guidelines for proper casual day dress. And then we get by about 5 weeks without another memo coming out, but then it comes, memo number six. The casual day task force has now completed a 30-page manual entitled Relaxing Dress Without Relaxing Company Standards. A copy has been distributed to every employee. Please review the chapter, You Are What You Wear, and consult the home casual versus business casual checklist before leaving for work each Friday. If you have doubts about the appropriateness of an item of clothing, contact your CDTF representative before 7 a.m. on Friday. All right. Wait a minute.
Oh, there's more?
There's more.
Oh, my.
Week 18, memo number 7. Our Employee Assistant Plan, or EAP, has now been expanded to provide support for psychological counseling for employees who may be having difficulty adjusting to casual day.
Oh my gosh.
It all wraps up on week 20, memo number 8. Due to budget cuts in the HR department, we are no longer able to effectively support or manage casual day. Casual day will be discontinued, effective immediately.
I think I'd have pulled that one. Way earlier. That's hilarious. Hey, talking about the workplace, here's Murphy's Law. If anything can go wrong, it will. But did you know about O'Toole's commentary on Murphy's Law?
No, I did not know that one.
Murphy was an optimist.
Oh, he's really down there.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a little discouraging. I'm not quite sure about that. Hey, earlier this week we were talking about money. Here's a few more facts. Let's flip a coin and try to guess whether it will come up heads or tails. Did you know three times as many people guess heads than tails?
Is that true?
That's what the statistics say.
Those statisticians.
Yes, you know what we can do with that. And here's one that I don't think is a very good one. One out of every four Americans believe their best chance of getting rich is by playing the lottery.
That's not a good investment plan.
No, it's not. Darn anyway. And I
hear that no matter how many tickets you buy and what the jackpot is, it's still like 392 million to one or something.
Yeah. And all the people that are trying so hard and only one or two are going to get anything.
If that. Folks, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you spending a little time with us today on The Good Stuff.